this was an action that our church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, took at their church-wide assembly in 2009, allowing congregations and pastors to find ways to publicly affirm and support same-gender partnerships. And so that had not really been an issue here at Augustana until we had two gay couples who requested to be married in the chapel, and that precipitated our desire to make a statement and take an action affirming having those partnerships blessed here in our Ascension Chapel.
And this announcement's still pretty fresh, but have you already had people calling? Is there, you know, a waiting list to use the chapel for same-sex unions?
We have a policy here at the college that those who can be married at the chapel are current students, alumni of the college, faculty and staff, and the children of faculty and staff. So there's not a wide open invitation. Not that we wouldn't like to extend that invitation, but we just have so many alumni and faculty and staff and others who want to be married here that it wouldn't be fair to them to open the invitation completely to everyone. So no, we've not had other requests to use the chapel in this way, but I expect that we will.
When you approached the president, was this a hard sell?
No, it wasn't a tough sell at all. Our president, as he indicated in his email, has really been determined to back up our longstanding position that we just don't discriminate because of sexual orientation. There have been several actions taken by the college during his presidency, including extending health insurance benefits to same-gender couples, and in our five faith commitments, which is a major statement of the Board of Trustees, it celebrates God's regard for the worth of all persons and explicitly indicates a welcome to persons of all sexual orientations to participation and leadership in the college and in our campus ministries.
For people who are against this, alumni who may say, you know, I no longer want to give to the college, I don't believe that this is the right move, what response would you have?
Actually, we've had, even in the last day, a terrific amount of response from alumni, a lot of it on Facebook, which, as you might imagine, would tend to pick up the feedback of younger alums, and the reaction has been overwhelmingly favorable. So this is an issue that I think it really, as more and more of us know gay people who are members of our family or close friends of ours, this issue becomes not just an abstract one, it becomes a real human issue. And so I think that our society is really changing, and I believe the opinion polls back that up, to a much more open and favorable reception to gay couples having the same ability to be recognized for their unions that heterosexual couples do.